16 past 9, News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald. So the head of the New Zealand Initiative is also a lawyer and a KC. He's saying today that the Supreme Court is getting too big for its boots and needs to be reined in. Roger Partridge says our highest court has effectively given itself the power to rewrite the laws made by Parliament. The example he gives is the Supreme Court ruling that the voting age of 18 discriminates against younger people. Do you agree with him? Or do you think the Supreme Court should be free to have a view on the laws of the land? 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Morning, Sue.
Hi, John. Hi. This is an interesting topic. We all know the Supreme Court is the highest actual court in the land. But the Supreme Court just interprets legislation, doesn't it? It doesn't make legislation. That's Parliament's job. So they're free to make these rulings. In fact, that's their job, to make these rulings, which is part of an interpretation of the law. But Parliament can override any ruling that the Supreme Court makes. So Parliament is really the ultimate arbiter of our laws and in a sense, the highest court of the land, really.
I suppose, I'm just trying to think about where this guy's coming from. I see that 2 years ago when the Supreme Court did make its ruling on the voting age, he wasn't happy about that. So he's got a bit of history on this particular case. But do you think, what he's saying is that, you know, when you've got a judge or you've got the Supreme Court considering a case or an appeal or whatever, they're too quick to factor in society's values or where society's norms are at now as opposed to when the legislation was written. Is there any validity in that or does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. In fact, that's the duty of the court to actually take into consideration the Bill of Rights Act and other legislation that is important, relevant to the case or to the ruling. So I think they are the right body to do that. And the ultimate... In fact, I don't know what his beef is, really, because people know that is their role and Parliament can overturn it. A Parliament can overturn anything that...
It's almost like I'd be interested to go through every case the Supreme Court has considered and say, well, you're happy with that one? Yes. Happy with that one? No.
Yeah.
And just find out whether actually the political motivation that he's accusing the Supreme Court of having, he's not so clean himself.
Well, you'd have to wonder where his motive is coming from, because after all, he is an officer of the court, and he's a very high officer of the court. So I think he's really overreached. He's overstepped the mark, really. You know, they're not supposed to criticise the court because they are an officer of the court.
Mm, mm. What would be the Supreme Court overstepping the mark, do you think?
No. Sorry, the lawyer, the counsel.
Yeah. But what would be, for you to change your views, what would the Supreme Court have to do for you to think, oh, actually, yeah, it is getting too big for its boots?
I guess when partisanship politics comes into it, and that is America, isn't it? That's the United States.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's a stacked bench, isn't it? Stacked by Trump. So they are very partisan, those judges over there. So, but our judges aren't chosen on merit, not on political, leaning.
And that's where I think I'm perfectly fine with the Supreme Court having what you might want to call legal opinion, or operating in a way which, you know, obviously upsets this guy. Because we don't have that political element to the appointments of the judges, and that's a safety net for me.
Yes, and as you say, it does make you wonder where he's coming from, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. I think we might have discovered. Hey, thank you, Sue.
Thank you, John.
Okay, 921 News Talk ZB. What do you think? Do you agree with this guy, Roger Partridge, who says that the Supreme Court needs to be reined in, or do you think it should be free to have a view and to consider cases? It chooses. I'm on the side of the court. What about you? 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Do you think the Supreme Court, highest court in the land, needs to be reined in? This is what a KC and head of the New Zealand Initiative think tank is saying today. He's accusing the Supreme Court of trying to rewrite the laws of the country. I disagree with that, but what's your take? 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Morning, Ben.
Morning, John. You know what a lobbyist is, eh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So that's what the Supreme Court reminds me of, especially when they spoke about, you know, changing the voting age. So you drive up the support, you put something out there that everyone likes, and then pressure the government. Government changes the law. So, yeah, I think the border line being obvious in some areas.
Even though it was not the court that raised us in the first place, it was the Make It 16 organisation, which is the, you know, the group that's campaigning to have the voting age lowered to 16. Are you saying that what even choosing to consider that case or showed some predetermined sympathy or agreement or endorsement?
Yeah, well, I believe that they probably shouldn't have taken that case, but even if they did take the case, the ruling they made was went into too detail and, you know, was outside the law. It's the ruling, that's what I don't get, you know. They did this big report based on how the law isn't.
Yes.
And that's been a lobbyist. And so you put that out in the public arena, all of a sudden drums up support, and then it lobbies the government to change the law. So, yeah, I think they went too far on that one.
I suppose, though, I mean, there's no difference between that and, let's say, I'm trying to think of an example, let's say in the environmental field where you might have an organisation go to court over a decision which allowed a business to operate somewhere, which they say is bad for the environment. If the court comes down on the side of the environmentalists, you can't accuse the court of being privy or being part of their lobbying, can you? It's the same thing as far as I see.
Well, I see the voting age is something that's set by Parliament, right?
Yep.
The environmental laws, yeah, there's a law passed by Parliament and then it's interpreted, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whoever gets it, and then, you know, depending on how they feel their interpretation is, they can apply to the court to, you know, get a ruling based on how they think the law is and rah-dee, rah-dee, rah.
I'll tell you what, Ben, I'll just tell you, let me tell you, Ben, what I was trying to get to in my mind when I put that to you was, you know, the issue of the water bottling here in Christchurch, right? And there were court cases, and then the court eventually came down on the side of the people who said that it was wrong for what Ecan did to allow the water consents to be used for water bottling, blah, 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 blah. You can't say the court was complicit in their lobbying against the water bottling, can you?
No, well, this is a different situation altogether, John. Like, you got a Ecan, right?
Mm.
It's a public organisation. So then, yeah, you can apply to the court to get rulings and that. But this was a voting age. This wasn't even the law, John. This is outside the law, and they've did a ruling, and then they've interpreted it that the voting age needs to change, and that is basically lobbying the government, you know, driving up support. It's a completely different issue.
All right. Just in relation to judges, though, what's the difference if the Supreme Court considers, for example, the voting age, and in doing that, it considers where society's values might have changed or how they might have changed since the legislation. If you're against that, I'm assuming then that you don't want judges considering what people think about retail crime or ram raids, for example, when a ram raider appears in front of them. You've got to be consistent, eh? Got to be consistent.
Well, that's different again, John, because you got property crime. It's property crime. You know, someone's worked hard to get to where they are, and you're taking their property. Well, you're damaging their property. That's absolutely the views of the public need to be taken into account in that situation. That's criminal.
But that's not consistent, though. It's not consistent, is it? What you're saying? You're saying the Supreme Court shouldn't have thought about how society's views might have changed on voting age, but other judges should surely consider what society thinks about ram raids.
Well, I'm saying they should consider based within what the law already is. So someone took a case against changing the voting age.
Yep.
They can't be changed because that's up to government. It's not up to the Supreme Court. So the ruling should have said that we can't intervene in this situation because it's not up to us, it's up to Parliament.
Right.
And their problem sorted. So, but they went too far, John. They acted like a lobbyist. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, no, that's loud and clear. We got to that. Hey, thanks, Ben. Appreciate your call.
Okay,
thanks, mate. Bye now. What do you think then? Do you think when the Supreme Court considers something like the voting age and rules that it is discriminatory, under the Human Rights and Bill of Rights that discriminates younger people. Is the Supreme Court acting as a lobbyist? Ben thinks yes, and I think no. But what about you? 0800 80 1080 is our number. Headlines are next. Thank you, Claire. 27 to 10, News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald. So you know when the Supreme Court, this is the highest court in the land, when it made its ruling on the voting age, this was nearly 2 years ago, when it made the ruling that the voting age of 18 discriminated against younger people, did you consider that to be the Supreme Court going way beyond its remit? Or do you think that that was fair enough? It considered the case put in front of it by the Make It 16 organisation, the one lobbying to lower the voting age. It considered the case and came out and said this is inconsistent with human rights in New Zealand. Now, do you consider that to be the Supreme Court going beyond what it should be doing? Or do you think it's fully within its rights to do that and to say that? I think it's fully within its rights. But Roger Partridge, who is a lawyer and a KC, he disagrees, and he thinks that the Supreme Court needs to get into its lane. He thinks the Supreme Court is overriding or trying to override legislation and trying to do the job of Parliament. But what do you think? 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Morning, Katrina.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, good. What's your position on this?
Well, I've always thought that Parliament sets the law. The courts are there to enforce the law.
Yep.
So, like the last caller said, that all the Supreme Court's come out and is basically trying to get the law changed. So they are, in effect, lobbying, and to me, are stepping outside what they should be doing, which is enforcing the law, not saying this should be the law.
So do you feel that when you hear about other court decisions in other courts, for example, we'll use the Environment Court, when the Environment Court comes down on the side of, say, a lobbyist organisation that's put a case in front of it, do you consider that the court has sided with them?
Well, no, if they are working within the laws that are already there, and they are obviously is interpreted different for different people, if they're working within the law that's there and interpret it in that way, well, no. It's the fact that the High Court is trying to get the law changed.
And so,
they're pushing for that rather than enforcing the law that's there. They're trying to change the law that's there.
So do you think there should be parameters or rules around what the Supreme Court can and can't consider?
Oh, well,
that'd be really dangerous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, yes. It's just, to me, as long as you are working within the laws that are already there and are not there trying to change the law, which is Parliament's job,
yes,
that would be fine.
And in relation to just the specific one about the voting age, you think, in your view, that was the Supreme Court trying to change the law?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks, yeah. Katrina.
Thank you.
Bye now. 24 to 10, News Talk ZB, 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Hi, Dave.
G'day, John. Good morning.
Hi.
The courts are overstepping their remit, absolutely. I mean, we've got adults in charge now, not children. The children stopped running the country when Cinderella left, mate.
Careful. Just don't get too carried away. But what do you mean?
I'm not. I'm telling you straight. Adults are in charge now. We'll keep it that way, thank you.
So you're talking about all courts, not just Supreme Court?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, how high do you want to go? I mean, the Privy Council's no longer an option.
So therefore the Supreme Court should be open as possible. That's where I'm coming from. Why would you put limitations on it?
What, and telling the government how to run the country and whom to have in charge? No, we'll keep adults in charge. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dave. It's 23 to 10. Morning, Clive.
G'day. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. Very good.
Hey, look, the highest court in the land is Parliament, which is elected by the people. And then Parliament's supposed to, among a lot of things, maintain law and order and set the laws. It's not the Supreme Court's job. The Supreme Court is answerable to Parliament. And all the Supreme Court has to do is administer and make sure that the laws are being abided by. You don't want an appointed body of five people making the laws of the land. Unappointed people. They are appointed, but they're not elected.
Not elected.
They're answerable to no one. And in your example about giving 16-year-olds the vote, that should be put to the people, the voters, the taxpayers. You know, otherwise, what's the point in having a democracy? You're actually undermining democracy. The Supreme Court was actually formed by Parliament, which was under the election of the parliamentarians were elected by the people. It's Parliament's job to make the laws, and that's why we have an election. And if we don't like the laws, we vote them out and hopefully get people that will make the laws we want. You're undermining democracy by allowing judges to make laws. The judges aren't really part of... They don't have a feel for society. That's just total trouble. I've done community work and coach sports teams. I've never had a judge help me. You don't see a judge down at your local pub or your workman's club or whatever. They would be so far removed from society that they wouldn't have a clue. I mean, they don't listen to radio or anything. I mean, they're far removed. They live in their gated communities and the flash houses. They're not... I mean,
they're
part of society, but I don't think that's an idea of society.
You see, that's another thing that Roger Partridge is getting at today. He thinks there should be a limit on how long someone can sit on the Supreme Court, because for the very reason, well, his reason is the same reason you give, that these judges are out of touch with reality just by virtue of what they do. He reckons that there should be a limit of 5 to 7 years rather than getting appointed and sticking around for as long as they want.
Well, I agree with that totally. But, I mean, that applies to pilots and to a lot of people in various industries. There is a limit. You know, how mentally capable are you? I mean, I don't have a problem. There should be a limit.
What makes you...
You know, like at the end of the day, I mean, you either respect democracy or you don't. You vote in your MP. Don't get me wrong. You don't always get what you want. Democracy might not be perfect, but it's the best system out there. It's the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Your parliament is your highest court. It's got to be your highest court. The Supreme Court could someone could go to them and say, well, we want people over 30 to pay more tax based on some whatever. And that would be totally wrong, or any kind of ruling. You don't want judges making. I mean, that's basically a dictatorship by five.
I'm curious, what makes you think that these Supreme Court judges do make the law? Because they pass opinions and interpretations, don't they?
The law should be the law. You're not really after their opinion. You really want them to rule on the law that's set by Parliament. If you want opinions, listen to Talkback. I mean, their job is to rule on the law that's set by Parliament. It's not really to give their opinion. And it's certainly not to make laws. It's to rule on the law. There's a big difference.
Right. And you don't think that judges in whatever courts they're in, district, high court, you know, Supreme Court, whatever you want, environment court, they should not be in any way mindful to society's views, because you've accused them of being out of touch,
society's views. I don't. I don't know everybody's societal view. Neither do you, and neither do they. If you really want society's views, put it to the vote of society, which is referenda. And, you know, there are countries that do it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have a judge judging on society's views. I can't think of a more removed group, a select group. I mean, what percentage of the population do they make up? It wouldn't even be 1%. I mean, I hardly think they're representative of society. Like I say, I've done my little bit. I bet they haven't been on any school committees or anything like that.
You never know, Clive. We might get a judge ringing up next saying, I'm his lordship and I was at Bunnings at the weekend selling sausages. I don't have a high chance of that happening, but you never know.
Of course you don't.
No.
Well, even if you got one, it's still not effective. I mean, what? They haven't really got a judge on society. They haven't got a feel for it. Crikey. and really, neither have you. I mean,
I probably haven't either.
What I'm saying is, if you want society's views,
go to a vote.
Put it to the vote.
Put it to the vote.
And
all
that's
right.
What democracy is, and democracy should be defended at all costs.
All right. Thanks, Clive. Great call.
Okay.
Bye now. It is 18 to 10. News Talk ZB. Canterbury Mornings. It is 13 to 10, News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald. We're talking about the Supreme Court and the view being expressed today by King's Counsel, lawyer, King's Counsel, head of the New Zealand Institute, that the Supreme Court is overreaching its role and it's making some decisions which in this person's view, Roger Partridge, in his view, is the Supreme Court trying to do what Parliament should be doing. What's your view on that? 0800 80 1080 is the number. I think more freedom for the Supreme Court, the better. Hi, John.
Yes and no. The thing is that we have this mess because we have an unwritten constitution.
What do you mean?
Well, we they're made up of several conventions from over the years, and we don't have a unique framework like an American-style constitution where governments can pass laws that we are fundamentally against, and then it's not... Hang on, how do I describe it? We're not being able to say, hang on, that's against our Bill of Rights or our written rights. There's not actually legally that the Parliament can't overrule. And that's what I... And then this is where we're having the conflict between the courts and the Parliament. Whereas, to me, the Parliament makes the laws under that constitution, and the court makes sure that the government isn't making laws against their constitution.
So let's just use that example that we've been using, you know, through the conversation, the one on the voting age, all right? And so obviously the campaign trying to, you know, lower the voting age, you know, when you're doing something like that, you look at whatever reason or excuse or example you can give that you think justifies your stance. And so the Supreme Court, they're all right, we'll consider this, blah, blah, blah. And it looked at it and it decided that, yeah, actually, weirdly, maybe they didn't think weirdly, strangely, whatever, but hey, wouldn't you know, now that we've looked at it, the voting age isn't consistent with the Bill of Rights. Well, it should be free to point that out, surely, shouldn't it?
Yeah, but our Bill of Rights is arbitrary. It's not... It doesn't apply. Parliament can overrule that. The Constitution, you can't.
Right, so you're saying that we need something like the Fifth Amendment or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And those rights are written and entrenched in New Zealand Constitution, and the object of the Supreme Court is to make sure that the Parliament doesn't breach those rights of the citizen. That's what it should be used for.
And do you right? But do you think that the Supreme Court, though, when the views travel in the other direction, and the Supreme Court tells Parliament, actually, this particular law, we don't think it stacks up. You don't think it should be able to do that?
No, no. If that law that's been made in a written constitution is unlawful, then it has to go back before Parliament and to be changed. That's a check and balance in the system of having a written constitution. We don't have that at the moment.
You see, I can see now why Roger Partridge has plucked out the voting age one, because I reckon it works in his favour. And people look at that and think, oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. We're not quite often the people saying, oh, yeah, that's ridiculous, are the same people who want the judges to get the message that we've had a guts full of ram rates. You see what I mean? Well, it's not consistent.
Yeah, but also don't forget, like, if you look at the American system, where they have appointed superior court judges, I don't think they should be for life. They should be for a fixed term, so there's always a clean broom, and they shouldn't be a political appointments.
What about the judges here on the Supreme Court? He's Roger Partridge saying that they should spend no longer than 5 to 7 years on the Supreme Court bench.
I agree with him.
Yeah?
You know, because you know, we don't want stagnation. We want like a constitution can be living. And always a fresh set of eyes on legislation and laws need to be looked at by that Supreme Court. And if there's a change in the way society's social values happen, then you will get change in the process from the legal perspective as well.
Right. And but
my values of my parents are different. But, my values of today.
But do you think it's the politicians that need to pick up on changes in social values, not the courts?
Yes.
All right. Okay, John, thank you. It is 8 to 10, News Talk ZB, 0800 80 1080 is the number. Someone has said, Sue said that the Supreme Court offers interpretations and opinions. That's all. They do not make law. They don't make law. And anyone who suggests otherwise Well, it's irresponsible at best.